I'm Brad Jurger, and you're listening to episode 16 of the Who Burned My Toast Music Cast, a bi-monthly podcast featuring our favorite video game music soundtracks. This week, I'm going to be playing for you the soundtrack to one of the best puzzle games to come out this console generation. No, it's not Zack and Wiki, although I do promise to someday get to that soundtrack. Anyways, what we're going to be listening to today is World of Goo. World of Goo got its start when its creators Ron Carmel and Kyle Gabler got together in a small coffee shop in San Francisco. They were both former EA employees who wanted to break out and create their own games without any restrictions. So they put in about $10,000 of their own money and spent about 2 years creating World of Goo entirely from just coffee shops around the city. What 2D Boy ended up releasing back in 2008 was one of the best physics-based puzzle games I've ever played, and also one of the most visually interesting games I've seen in a while as well. The game's soundtrack design and illustration were all done by Kyle Gabler. The majority of the instruments you'll hear are computer-generated, with an exception of a few live performances thrown in. Gabler has also said that some of his influences for the soundtrack include Danny Elfman, Vangelis, Bernard Herrmann, Hans Zimmer, and Ennio Morricone. Hope I didn't mispronounce any of those. If you're a fan of Danny Elfman, I think you're really going to like this soundtrack. So with that, I got a few tracks ready for you to listen to. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
At this point, you may be wondering, how do you even play World of Goo? Well, the basics to this puzzle game is it's all about building structures with balls of black goo. And with those structures, you gotta reach a suction pipe somewhere within the level. In order to complete the level, you're gonna need to use those balls of goo to build bridges and towers and other shapes and try to get over chasms, avoid saws, or any other type of obstacles, all while fighting physics and gravity. Once you'll need to reach that pipe with as many goo balls as possible in order to progress to the next stage. Those goo balls are then sucked up and collected and sent to a mysterious place known as the World of Goo Corporation. As players go throughout the game, they'll learn more about this corporation and are also guided and given hints by painted wood signs that are also dispersed within the levels, and they're also signed by somebody only known as the sign painter. The game may sound simple on the surface, but once you actually get into some of the harder levels, the physics and everything get really, really challenging, so if you think this game is a cakewalk, you're sadly mistaken.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode soundtrack, and please do me a favor and go to Kyle Gabler's website at kylegabler.com/worldofgoo soundtrack and check it out. Once you're there, you can download the soundtrack yourself for free. And I also encourage you to check out the game and pick it up on Windows, Mac, Linux, iPhone, iPad, iTouch, WiiWare, and soon Android. I think right now it might even be only 99 cents on iPhone. So go buy it and make an indie developer's dreams come true. It'll make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Trust me. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks everyone for listening. Take care and stay free, nerds. I wanted to play this one out with my favorite track. Enjoy.